You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Tongue-a-tongue.
Ko he tangata, tēnei waiata, ko halftime, nā kaiwaiata. We have got halftime in the studio. Kia ora koutou, how are you this morning?
Kia ora.
Kia ora, we're good.
It's nice to have you all in here, Wairuhu, see, Kiara. Nice welcome and congratulations on your new album, which is pretty exciting time for you lot, because it's the first time you sort of recorded something properly together as a three-piece band. Wairuhu, how's this experience been for you, being the, I guess, the OG halftime?
It's been really exciting, especially just because, I mean, all of the songs that we recorded on that EP, they were songs that I wrote when, aside from Oraco, which was written with C as well, they were all songs that were written while Halftime was solo.
Yeah.
And I just, even back then when I did that, I always just wanted them to become, yeah, like three-piece songs. Like, it just that was always the intention. So, yeah, and, well, yeah, this is the first time being in BFM together. I think there's been, like, two.
This is great. It's like the whole, yeah, it really does feel like a coming together of moments. We had, Coz, we had you up the other week to talk about very cool collaboration that you've been doing across continents with the crew from Wales, which is awesome, Chroma. And you guys have been very busy since becoming a three-piece. See, what's it been like for you joining the halftime whānau?
Finally, Nah, it's been I think a long time coming. Wairuhu and I talked about I think you asked me to be the bassist of Halftime like over a year ago probably. And we were just waiting to find a drummer, and then Koputumaya Cozy. so it's pretty wild. It's been a year.
A drummer? I don't know what you signed up for.
A drummer. We were looking for a drum machine, and we found one.
We found the wind-up drummer that is Kiara.
Absolutely.
So what has the process been like of putting these songs together as a three-piece when it comes to getting into the studio? Because playing live is one thing, but then breaking it down to record is possibly quite another. What's that experience been like, Wairuhu?
Well, the recording process of this EP was very, like, everything was done in a day. It's like
one day.
It was
what the hell.
It was the Matariki public holiday. Like, we
You're supposed to chill at Matariki, aren't you? Not like go I mean, full
it was,
dark.
It was a real like. As far as recording sessions go, and just like recording days, it probably was one of the more chill ones because yeah. we just got together in the morning, had breakfast, and then
yeah, we had a very intentional day.
That's cool,
and
yeah.
a very intentional start to the day of like everyone came over for breakfast at my whare, mm-hmm. or who was already there, and then yeah, we had kai together, and then as we were eating, I was like explaining all the stars of Matariki and
that's super cool
their significance and just. Yeah, things we could do throughout the day to keep Matariki in mind and keep our loved ones in mind, and then also move in synchronicity.
Yeah,
which is a really important part of Te Ao Māori. And yeah, yeah, I think that we just kept that energy throughout the whole day.
Mm.
We did definitely lose it after the 12th hour. I think we just gone a bit loopy. The xylophone came out. It was crazy.
I quite like the idea of there's a moment where you're like, what we need is tuned percussion.
Yeah.
It
was a golden moment.
Yeah. Coz, can you talk to us a wee bit about what that day was like from your perspective? Because that's your whole other world is recording bands, particularly bands that come from DIY spaces. So what was it like kind of applying that to this project, which you're also part of?
Yeah, it was really fun. So I think it's important noting where we did it. So we did it at the Vault before the Vault shut, which was my little spot. Yeah, top one out for the homies. Stella's like, don't make a mess in here. but the Vault was my spot, and with my co-partner, Martin Phillips, who's from Repairs and God Bows to Math, and now Guilt Grip. And we set up, and it was very intentional. We had just been asked to open for Idols, and we were like, this is a big opportunity. We need to record and get something out.
Yes.
So
we brought it forward a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were going to record. Yeah, a week later, but we were like, we can't because now Idols are on the agenda.
Yes.
So we, 15-hour day, and I was really lucky because I wasn't the primary engineer, so I had Marty on board who was doing really a lot of the heavy lifting,
mm-hmm.
Which gave me the freedom, more or less, to just be a drummer. Which is quite
love
nice.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I still got to have all the fun of being an engineer, you know, helping set up and having my creative input on how we were going to do it and mic choices and etc. But I was just so infinitely grateful to have Marty there, and Marty who also then mixed it.
Mm.
So Marty's been such a crucial part of this process. Mm. He's a real cog in the halftime machine.
Yeah. Totally. And he's brought this lovely, which I know comes from the ideas that you will have brought into that space too, but he's brought a lovely, almost stadium sound to some of these songs, which I find really beautiful. There's like a sense of space to this EP, which I really like. What were you guys talking about when you were thinking how you want this to sound as a project, a recorded project?
We were thinking, how good would it sound on BFM?
Yeah. Nice.
I'm trying to remember what, because we had reference tracks. I think there was some that I sent through.
Yours were just the birthday party, full stop.
The goal is just to be rolling this hell all times. But yeah, I guess it's just given that we played so much together in such a short space of time. I mean, we've only been a band since February.
Yeah. To go straight into a world tour from your first sort of set of gigs is pretty impressive. Yeah.
Because how many shows did we play before we left? For the UK?
Four, I think.
Yeah,
maybe it was three. And three or four, and we'd had like 5.5 practices.
Oof.
We had played for a long time, we played more shows. Like our tally of shows was higher in the UK than it was back here.
That's such a buzzy stat to have as a band. I think you've probably balanced the sheet now, perhaps, or almost.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, nice. Yeah.
It was funny though, because our, like, in terms of playing shows in Tāmaki, our, like, order was The Vault, Thirsty Dog, Spark Arena.
Now that is, like, that's a good trajectory.
Yeah, bit rando.
And then The Vault again.
And then The Vault.
Stay true.
And then The Vault.
Love it. That, I mean, there is a real special kaupapa to this project. It does feel like something that's kind of right time, right place as well, because of all these ideas that you've been really thinking through with your PhD, Wairuhu, and also with your own, like, creative practice. Where are you at with your PhD? Every time we talk to you, I'm like, how's it going? And I would love to know. Where
Next
are we
question.
Sitting?
Keep it rolling, keep it rolling.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, my supervisor's not listening to this. It's, I don't know. And I've been having a weird time with the study thing. It's been... I've had a lot of conversations with people recently, and it's like kind of half-time has been doing a lot of what I wanted the PhD to do anyway.
Interesting.
And it's been reaching people in a way that's a lot better.
Mm.
And yeah, I don't know. I've just been struggling with the institutional side of being at, like, I've been at university since I was 17 years old. And I'm
like
30. Yeah, that's like 1842. I don't know. It's real interesting because, like, I do feel like halftime did emerge from a lot of the thought that came from the PhD. But, like, yeah, the balance has been rough. Just, like, having to work and, like, actually, like, yeah, try balance everything out. Just halftime's been the thing that has been easiest to throw myself into.
It's really nice that thing that comes out of, you know, when you've done a lot of thinking through ideas, the praxis stage of getting to exist in it is like very cathartic and feels good, I imagine.
And the unfortunate thing with, I think, with research and particularly the way that universities function nowadays, is like there isn't a lot of praxis. Particularly in the arts, you just get a lot of people that come in, get professorships, or, you know, like they get doctorates and then they just stagnate.
They just sit in an office
and rot.
Well, they should all make punk bands, to be honest.
Yeah, get out there.
I feel like from the outside, one of the things that is, or I guess, like, one of the biggest struggles with the PhD and, like, the academic world was the, like, yes, please tell me how you think and feel, but tell me in the ways that I approve of.
Yeah, yeah.
And make sure that you make it as fluffy and bullshit and annoying as possible. You know, like...
Stick as many complicated words in that sentence as you can.
Basically. Yeah. And I think that it doesn't take, you know, like big buzzwords and just like annoying, unreadable academic text to make an impact.
Yeah.
And I think that's like... shows through halftime what can be done when you don't have, you're not constrained.
Yes.
You know, and there's no like kind of like squandering any type of creative expression.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like you have so much to say and you could, I don't know, really just shine a light into the really grim places and grim parts of academia and the way that it fails Māori and just like any kind of minorities at all. But you're restricted. And about, like, playing the game.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I've only ever been to Te Wānanga. I've never, like, had a tertiary education. So that to me is like, nah, get fucked, bro. Like,
I'm imagining there's a lot of people as they sort of crunch towards the end of their own theses listening and clicking their fingers very aggressively right now. It is a struggle street. And I'm glad that this can be a space that feels, you know, like the lived version of what it is you've had this, you know, extended period of thinking through as well, Waitahu.
Yeah, that's definitely it.
It's also just a bloody good record and people should go and purchase it from Bandcamp and go buy. Have you got merch up at the moment as well?
I don't think we have, like, just message us.
Message halftime.
We have halftime
Insta. Message us on half.time.half.cast with an E, C-A-S-T, and I will respond.
Thanks, C.
In my own time. In my own time.
The artwork of the latest shows, because we were selling this merch at the Idols gig. We got a design done by Ponamu Farikawa, who's from Kirikiriroa as well. It's just really cool. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's mostly based off of... the lyrics to Scary Stories.
Sick.
Because they've seen us play a bunch of times and that's always the one that gets them, at least that's what they said to us.
Gets them in their feels. It's awesome. Hey, congrats, guys, and thanks for coming in this morning to speak with us about it. Halftime, great to have you in the studio. Black Union Jack out now. We're going to listen to Whakamārama. You're on BFM.
Thank you.
Fuck 'em all, I'm a hero, I'm a young hero. thought you would speak. Fuck a mod on my ear, my old Kia ho. Fuck a mod on my ear, my old Kia ho. Fuck a mod on my ear, my old Kia ho. Fuck a mod.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.